Welcome to another edition of Technology Scouting Podcast. My name is Eric Hollett. I am the head of technology scouting over at Ezossi. If you want to know more about Ezossi, take a look at our website, www.ezossi.com. That's E-Z-A-S-S-I.com. Just to give you an overview, we are an innovation technology and services company. We offer innovation scouting services as well as proprietary software to assist in your innovation or open innovation process. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about nutritional genomics or nutrigenomics. A couple ways that this technology is being identified is around personalized nutrition. They also talk about direct-to-consumer genetic testing, food as medicine, cellular health, or personalized wellness services. So these are a couple ways that this technology is being identified in the market. And the concept is based all around DNA testing of human genes. But what is nutrigenomics or nutritional genomics? So this is the study and branch of genetic research on how food affects genes and how genetic variations affect the way we react to food nutrients. So humans have around 3 billion DNA pairs within 23 pairs of chromosomes. 98% of the genes are the same. Protein coding genes comprise around 2% of your genome. This is also known as exome. That contains the genes that define your unique traits, such as lactose sensitivity, lean muscles, straight hairs. These genes instruct your amino acid arrangement for protein that create your traits. All humans have the same genes. Each have genetic variances that can impact appearance, allergies, what bodies need to thrive. And the study of human genome has revealed that people respond to different types of diets because their variations in our DNA can have a significant impact on our metabolic efficiencies. So the power of nutrigenomics can be used by just about anyone with a DNA test. This test looks at several different factors. So your eating behaviors, you'll find out if your genetic makes you more inclined to have a sweet tooth, you crave snacks, have trouble feeling full or more, your food reactions. Learn how your body reacts to common foods and understand that you may be lactose intolerant or experience alcohol flush and more, which also helps for matching your diet. So learning your genetic diet type, including your response to monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats and omega-3 and omega-6 levels. Learn what vitamins you need to be optimized. So what can help optimize your body's intake? The last is your metabolic health factors. This allows you to discover how diet affects your cholesterol, including if you're at risk for disease HDL cholesterol, elevated blood sugar, elevated LDL cholesterol, or elevated triglycerides. Now we're going to look at the technology that's used for these companies that are offering nutritional genomics or nutrigenomics. So first is the DNA testing. So many of you are familiar with Ancestry.com, 23andMe. What they do is they're doing the DNA testing. And then what these other companies that are specializing in nutrigenomics are doing is taking those gene expressions and actually coming up with a personalized nutritional plan. So they're customizing the individual's dietary plan based on the integration of their life stage, their current health status, and their genome information. Now, a lot of companies are also partnering with these DNA testing companies and offering the ability to take the data that they give the consumer and allowing them to transfer that information to this other third-party company that's specializing in the nutritional supplements, personalized nutrition, whatever offerings they're delivering to the consumers. Then the last is the data analytics. So what they do is they take this data, they analyze it, and they come up with these personalized nutritions. One thing that's very unique with this is that nutrigenomics is not a regulated space right now, because what's happening is these companies are making disclaimers or claims that are saying this service is provided as is with all faults in your use of the services at your own risk. And they expressly disclaim any and all warranties, whether they express or implied, including without limitations. So they put this disclaimer there that really tells them this is as is. We're not backing anything we're claiming for you, but they are basing it off of we're taking your DNA test and your genes and customizing this. So why this is an obstacle for a lot of the regulatory is currently the regulatory state is specifically for clinical testing. So that's regulated by several agencies, including the FDA. But what's happening is this direct-to-consumer genetic testing is regulated by the FDA, but it's regulated for the DTC marketing. So with the DTC consumer genetic testing, there's several personal test kits that have been cleared by FDA for DTC marketing. The very first DTC genetic test, 23andMe's genetic health risk GHR test was not cleared until early 2017. So some of the obstacles that these companies face are the conditions for approval on 23andMe were designed to provide reasonable assurance of the safety and effectiveness of both the initial approved and similar GHR tests produced by 23andMe. And 23andMe was regulated and approved through the de novo pre-market review pathway, which the FDA set up. And basically it said that there's not any substantial equivalent or legally marked device, and this presents a low to moderate risk. So it was one of those things where the FDA was not prepared, but they did find a avenue for this particular testing to be approved for them. Some of the possible claims that could be regulated are if these customers are specifically saying that this food is going to give you a specific health benefit, well, then that would be regulated under the FDA. If this is medicated food, they would also have to follow certain food labeling standards. So it's all about how these companies are positioning or marketing their claims. And right now they are saying these services are as is, and they are not specifically coming out with specific scientific evidence that these claims are benefiting the health. They're making a very generic or blanketed statement. Some of these products that are in the pipeline or stage of commercialization are, we have the genetic testing, and then we have companies offer the DNA test that looks at your heritage, who, where you've come from, you know, 23andMe, Ancestry.com. Then there's companies that are doing the DNA test and combining it with a nutritional recommendation. And then some of them are also offering health supplements and then nutritional plans, where you would then take your DNA that you are getting from Ancestry.com, 23andMe, sending it to these companies, and they're coming up with a health supplement that is designed around the data that you're presenting. And then the last one is more around gut health. So a lot of companies are creating probiotics or supplements for gut behavior or gut health, and they're utilizing genetic testing or DNA testing to do this. Some of the leading DNA test companies are obviously 23andMe, Ancestry.com, but then we're getting into some of the health supplements or nutrigenomics startups. One is called Habit, 3x4, Nutrigenomics, Ginny, and then also some of those, the gut health that I was mentioning before, Day 2, Thrive, and Atlas Biomed. Those are also becoming popular and leading the way within this space. And really, we're going to monitor this space for the next 1 to 3 years, because we see that the regulation of this is going to slowly infuse some of these standards that are being presented in the clinical side, as well as the generic testing for DNA testing that a lot of these companies are having to follow. Initiatives that I want to mention that are very interesting focused around nutrigenomics are an initiative called Project 10K, which is happening in Israel right now. And what they're doing is they're taking their population or their citizens and testing them and also capturing all this data and information. And then another one is an EU-funded project called Food for Me. And what they're doing is they're actually diving into nutritional genomics and seeing the benefits and trying to put some scientific claims around this particular technology and implementing some rules and regulations. And this was funded by a few countries in the EU, and it actually finished up their research a few years ago. And now they are kind of reevaluating these specific claims and offering this evidence to researchers and companies to make these guidelines and rules. Personally, with nutrigenomics, is changing the consumer's perception from having a disease-centric model, which we currently have, which is based on fear, to more of a health-centric model, which is based on opportunity. So shifting the consumer from fear of a disease to presence of wellness. And really, that's what nutrigenomics does. So I thank everybody for tuning in to our podcast. Like I said before, if you have any other questions or would like to know more about EZASSI, please visit our website at www.ezassi.com. And once again, my name is Eric Hollett. Thank you so much.